Today was supposed to be the day that New Jersey's state Senate took up the same-sex marriage bill. The measure won a key committee vote on Monday and attracted at least one Republican in the process. Senate President Dick Cody now says the full Senate vote will be delayed while the bill's sponsors push for a hearing before the Judiciary Committee in the Assembly. With us now to talk about these latest developments and the prospects for passage is WNYC's political reporter Bob Henley. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So what's the significance of this parliamentary maneuver?
Time, Sotirios. When it came down to it after a really big vote on Monday, a 7-6 victory for the marriage equality folks, with that one Republican, as you mentioned, Bill Baroni, crossing over to support gay marriage, they had momentum. But when it came down to actually counting the heads, it's a 23-17 split in the Senate with the Democrats controlling it. But three Democrats had already publicly said they were opposed to it, which made it even Steven. And then we also have, you know, the ledger's head count had 13 publicly supporting it and 18 were against it. So they needed to run the clock out a bit, and they figured that they got a lot of news value and public relations out of the hearing that went on, where they attracted over 1,000 people to talk about what they believe is the shortcomings of civil unions. Why not try to run that game in the Assembly and see if they can get some momentum there, where the Democrats even have bigger numbers, and it's thought that they have a better chance of getting passage there.
So what's needed for the bill to go before the Assembly Judiciary Panel?
Well, Speaker Roberts is the person that has to convene that Judiciary Panel, and there is like a 5-day period of time of public notice. So the soonest it could happen could be next week, or it could even go as late as January 4th.
Opponents of the bill say that the redefinition of marriage is too important to be left up to the legislature. How do gay marriage supporters respond to that?
Well, they point out that historically in 1915, New Jersey voted down suffrage for women. That's right, Sotirios. And then also, apparently, the ERA went down to defeat when it was left to voters. But on the other hand, though, the folks who are opposed to this point out that Chris Christie won by 100,000 votes, the incoming Republican, and he's very much against it. So they feel like the Democrats are being unfair, or actually the gay marriage folks are pushing here when the sitting governor, who's in favor of it, was repudiated by voters.
That's right. Well, you know, New Jerseyans who support the same-sex marriage bill, they do have a tight time frame to get that to Governor Corzine's desk before he leaves office, because, as you said, Chris Christie has vowed to veto it. Do you think they're going to make it?
I think it's going to be nip and tuck every day. We're going to have to check in on it. There's no doubt that every time they pass a committee threshold, if they get through the Assembly Judiciary, it's one more advance for them, and it does give you the sense that they have some momentum. The other thing is, I'm hearing from marriage equality activists, gay marriage activists, that they are even contemplating primary challenges to Democrats who don't support them. Sounds like a Republican conservative playbook, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very interesting. So that's the political consequences if it doesn't go through, that people are going to be gunning after those who didn't support it?
Well, on both sides, you're going to see a situation where a Republican like Senator Baroni on the Judiciary Panel, who is a respected Republican, may find himself challenged by more conservative folks within his party. And then on the left, you could see the same thing happen where progressives who have a critical core in a district might take on a Democrat who opposed gay marriage.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on this developing story. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks, Sotirios.
WNYC's Bob Henley.